tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, there's been international condemnation after 7 aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. The charity has now suspended operations in the region. But will it change anything? That's after a short break.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Secret Heroes, a new series of rarely heard tales from World War II.
They had no idea that she was Britain's top female codebreaker.
We'll hear of daring risk takers.
What she was offering to do was to ski in over the high Carpathian mountains.
Of course it was dangerous, but danger was his friend.
Subscribe to History's Secret Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Zombie and Chef Olivier. We're at the Jennifer Love Kitchen.
This is one of the last videos of Zombie Francom.
So this is the beautiful, fragrant, aromatic rice that will be served today from Jennifer Love Kitchen.
The Australian aid worker was in central Gaza, delivering food and supplies to Palestinians with the charity World Central Kitchen. But a few days after she posted that video, she was one of 7 aid workers killed in an Israeli airstrike.
We're learning new details today about the 7 aid workers from World Central Kitchen who were killed by Israel's military in Gaza. The airstrikes destroyed the victims' cars on Monday.
Zombie was killed alongside 3 British nationals, a Polish national, a Palestinian, and a dual US-Canadian citizen. Her family said she died doing the work she loves. The workers were returning from a food aid warehouse when their convoy was struck by an Israeli drone. According to a report in the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, it fired 3 missiles, one after the other, because of suspicion that a terrorist was travelling with the convoy. The charity said its vehicles were clearly marked with the World Central Kitchen logo, and that their movements had been cleared in advance with Israeli forces.
President Joe Biden says the World Central Kitchen aid workers' deaths were tragic, but that even worse, it was not a standalone incident, and he said flatly that Israel has not done enough to protect civilians.
Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, said it was a mistake.
Unfortunately, within the last day, there was a tragic case of our forces unintentionally hitting innocent people in the Gaza Strip. This happens in wartime. We're thoroughly looking into it. We're in contact with their governments.
He promised to do everything to ensure it doesn't happen again. But according to the aid worker security database, more than 196 aid workers have been killed in Gaza since October. José Andrés, the founder of World Central Kitchen, said, "No democratic country and no military can be targeting civilians and humanitarians." His charity has now paused its operations in Gaza, and other aid agencies have done the same.
People in Gaza are on the brink of starvation. This kind of food is absolutely vital for people in Gaza.
That's Chloe Hajimatheu, a reporter at Tortoise who's been covering the Israel-Hamas war. She says it's the people of Gaza who will ultimately bear the brunt of this tragedy.
The World Food Programme, the World Health Organization and various other bodies have predicted that around half of Gaza's population of 2.2 million people are facing imminent famine. What that means is that people are going to start dying in the next few weeks. We've already seen reports of children starving to death in Gaza's hospitals, while a few kilometres away, hundreds of trucks loaded with food are sitting across the border, unable to get into Gaza. So we're talking about a really desperate situation.
Israel controls all access to the Gaza Strip, which is entirely dependent on aid for crucial items like food and medical supplies. But that aid is often held at the border because Israeli officials are concerned about it ending up in the hands of Hamas, the terrorist group that controls Gaza.
Aid agencies are accusing the Israeli officials of imposing opaque and unreasonable processes that are holding up aid far too much. But actually, the Israeli government is playing to its electorate. A recent poll shows that the majority of people in Israel are in favour of preventing a transfer of aid to Gaza. 68% say they don't want aid getting in. For them, it just seems like that would mean arming their enemy while they're fighting them. Hamas is still holding more than 100 Israelis hostage.
The US, UK and various Arab countries have been trying to find alternative ways to get aid into Gaza, including
trying to parachute aid in, dropping aid from aeroplanes. This has not been particularly successful. It's quite an inefficient way of getting aid, food aid to people. Also, what's in those ration packs has been criticised. Lots of ready meals which have just half the calories that are recommended for daily human consumption, and also bizarre items in there like microwavable stuff for people in Gaza who don't have access to electricity, lots of people living in tents. And also, these airdrops have ended up killing people. They've landed on civilians below them. 5 people were killed a couple of weeks ago. Another 12 drowned last week trying to retrieve parcels in the sea. So this has not been very successful.
There are plans by the US to build a temporary pier for aid, but that's at least 2 months away from being operational. And even if aid did manage to get into Gaza, by land, air or sea, there's no one there to distribute it to those in need.
It looks increasingly likely that we're going to cross into this territory where there will be a man-made famine.
So, what else could be done? We'll have more after the break.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeeda Varsi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim.
Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves.
The kind of things that people say don't touch,
yeah.
We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite all the pressure on Israel, the Israeli government and military are still planning to go ahead with an incursion into Rafah, they say, to complete their operation against Hamas.
Rafah, on Gaza's southern border, used to have a population of 170,000. It now shelters almost 1.4 million refugees.
It seems likely that they'd try to move that population before they do so to try and limit the loss of life. It's unclear where those people would go. Nowhere in Gaza is safe. Egypt, which is just across the border, doesn't want Palestinian refugees on its land. And even if it were to agree to allow Palestinians in, lots of Palestinians may refuse to go because they would be afraid they wouldn't be let back into Gaza.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said the situation in Gaza is becoming increasingly intolerable. But the UK is still selling arms to Israel.
Ed Davey, the leader of the Liberal Democrats, has said the idea that UK-made arms could be used in these kinds of strikes, like the one that we saw against the aid workers of World Central Kitchen, is completely unacceptable. He's called for a halt to UK arms sales to Israel. Lord Ricketts, who was a government national security advisor during the Cameron premiership, has also said that this is a time to stop arms sales to Israel.
3 former Supreme Court justices have also joined more than 600 legal experts in calling for the UK government to end weapons sales to Israel. So far, Rishi Sunak has resisted, but the fact that people are talking about it suggests the mood could be shifting. Up until now, Britain and other allies have offered Israel their full support, whilst occasionally voicing their concerns about the conduct of the war or the humanitarian situation in Gaza. It's not yet clear whether the killing of 7 aid workers in a single attack will lead to a shift in policy towards Israel. If it does, it'll send a powerful message that the UK government believes Israel does have the right to defend itself, but not at any cost. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Patricia Clark.
Tortoise.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeed Avasi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim.
Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves.
The kind of things that people say don't touch,
yeah.
We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.